Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 21st of February 2018, and this is the 751st Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm on Loch Lofty, and I've just been watching a little cluster of blue wrens. They're just quite unlike any other birds up here because they mostly seem to hop along the ground and they're much less shy of people, so you can watch and they don't seem to be very worried about it. And they're very, very beautiful little birds. They also really stand out in this landscape, which is, well, it's sort of quite brown and grey-green and just these bright flashes of blue. This is the second day I have managed to come up here again in a row, and I'm really pleased to be here. And part of it is just having the perfect weather for it. It's overcast again today, and when I was up here yesterday it was overcast, although later in the day, in fact almost as soon as I got home, there were very, very clear blue skies. But at the moment it's just still, very still, no wind. And no, it's beautiful, just beautiful. It feels as if it's all the smaller birds that are out today. I know just saying that is going to give us some crows in the background or kookaburras. That squawk was suddenly forgotten. I've forgotten its name. It'll come back to me, I can't quite remember. A wattle bird is the word I was trying to think of. It's all so peaceful. I feel as if I have to put on my David Attenborough voice. And I realise that this might not be quite so good for you to be able to hear me. So I'll resume normality unless I see somebody coming, in which case I will soften my voice again, or if I see other wildlife that might be spooked by my existence. It's amazing how much the weather makes a difference to me. I feel really invigorated in these cool mornings. Really, it would be about 10 or 11 degrees at the moment. It'll get warmer this afternoon, but I don't think it's going above 19, so it's not going to be a hot day by any means. But just this earlier time, and it's not that early. It's, it must be after 9. I just don't seem to be able to get up in the early mornings at the moment. And also, it's dark until about 6:30, which doesn't leave me enough time to walk the loop before appearing at the cafe to read the quiz to people. So, yeah, I've taken to doing it after the quiz, which does rather eat into my morning, but my afternoons and evenings have become more productive. I find I'm just wanting to be in the bush this morning, just kind of become one with it. I've just been watching three wallabies, two adults and a baby. They're quite wary of me, but as I kind of sat still, they continued to nibble the grass, and I couldn't actually get through along the path without disturbing them, so I was very reluctant to do that. But eventually, I decided I would. What was worrying me, or not worrying me, but I just didn't want to cause them any anxiety, and the baby was on one side of the path and the two adults were on the other. But I'm now on the upper part of the loop, so the one that leads me over the summit. There are days, lots of days, where I feel a bit disappointed with myself for not doing what I've set out to do and not doing it because I can't bring myself to do it rather than because I don't have the energy to do it. I mean the physical energy. I suppose it's about having the mental energy to do it. And yesterday worked really well. I did a lot of cleaning and really made a difference to my place. And then, of course, I had the cave writing as well. So I had kind of 3 hours of creative work and a house that felt nice to be in. And in the morning, a long walk. And I think that was pretty much a perfect day for me. I do seem to need some sort of nudge, people coming to my house or a deadline or other to make that sort of day happen. And it's very difficult to get the right balance of not making stressful requirements of myself, but giving myself an end point or a place to get to that feels nurturing and necessary and gives me that extra boost of energy. So I'm not sure what it is today. I've got a lot of things I feel I ought to do or need to do or would like to do even, but none of them has a kind of an end point that I will reach today. So I guess it's a matter of defining which ones I'm going to do and creating a time limit. Defining the things I want to do in detail, so that I have more exact requirements of myself, and also giving them a time scale, because I think a lot of these things are just much bigger projects that it's very hard to see an outcome in. And I also always find that once I get going, I'm usually okay. Not always, that's a complete lie actually, not always, but I'm very much more likely to keep going if I've started. Yesterday and today, when I've come up here, have been quite different. It's yesterday I had to wrestle with myself, because if I come up and walk after I've been to the cafe, I've already started my walk because the cafe's on the way. It's not very far on the way, but it means I can just go straight across the road and up the hill, up Poets Road. But if I start from home, there's a lot more than can stop me. So this morning I was at the cafe and then walked straight up the hill, but yesterday I had to go home first, and I really, really had to talk myself into coming back out again, and not just going home and having my breakfast, because I don't have my breakfast before I come out, and having my breakfast is quite often a leisurely affair, and then it becomes too late to go for a walk. So sometimes I have to go back after the cafe to pick something up, or to do one thing or another, and so they're the tricky days. Today it was easy. It was probably easier too because I'd done it yesterday, and it no longer felt like a big step because I hadn't done it for a week or so. I am close to the top, but it's rather nice that at this point the hill becomes less steep. It's not very steep anyway. The way I come, it's a zigzag path, but it sort of flattens out just as we go through the Blackwoods. Hello again. That was such a lovely walk. It became a very deep thinking walk, and I decided not to continue podcasting, but just go into that lovely space of of being at one with my surroundings, but also being at one with myself. And so now it's 3:30, and the day suddenly seems to have gone in quite a rush. I think partly because I was in such a non-temporal space when I went walking. I came back and I was doing some Qigong. And it sort of came to me at one point that one of the exercises was quite like one that Sarah Selecki had asked us to do in her writing practice sessions. And in a flash, I realized that it was on right then. It was 12 o'clock and the writing practice began at 12 o'clock and went for 90 minutes. So it was really my body that remembered, I think, rather than my mind, that remembered that I had this treat in the middle of the day, which I had really forgotten. Even though I'd written it down, I hadn't, it somehow hadn't been on my mental radar, but clearly it was on some radar or other that wasn't my conscious mind. So I had a lovely 1.5 hours of writing with the flow. Her intention is to lead us through a series of exercises so that we never know what we're going to be writing next, and so don't have time to think consciously about what we're going to write or how we're going to write it, what style we're going to use, whether it's beautiful prose. It's just tapping into whatever is immediately there. And it's something I find extremely difficult. I find that I often click in to wondering what it is I should write, or the question or the prompt that she gives me doesn't seem to bring up anything, and partly it's because, probably wholly, it's because I then go on to overthink. So I find these loosening up exercises really good, and of course, because it was 1.5 hours and at lunchtime, my afternoon got a bit foreshortened, and so when I went to do writing in the cafe, writing on my novel, I stayed the usual time, and now I've realised that it's actually 3:40, and in 15 minutes I've got a shorter walk organised with my friend who comes walking, who's unfortunately hurt her leg. So we're going to drive up to Knocklofty and do a little gentle lower loop and then come down, which will be a lovely thing to do. But it just feels to me as if my afternoons are really very short. I've got a little idea in the back of my head about a sort of display I want to create before I talk to my sister today on Skype, because it's her birthday. And in the past, we've sort of made little scenes, I suppose, happy birthday scenes. And it's something I was going to do this afternoon to be ready for her. And now I can see that it's not going to happen. I just hope we get back in time for me to do something before that call. I'm not sure how I'll go. But maybe that's what I'll think about whilst I'm walking to my friend's house. I do hope that you've had a good day, that you've been inspired or been able to lose yourself in some way. Not lose your way, but lose yourself in that, whatever creative endeavour you're doing or thinking about or planning. If you haven't had your day yet, then I really hope for a lovely day for you ahead. And of course, wherever you are, it'll be 24 hours before you hear me, and so it'll be the same time. So you will either have a day ahead or a day behind you, one way or the other. I hope it's been good, and will be good until we meet again. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.